Weekend Breakfast with Refiel Mpakanyane on 702.
And we're going in and you can hear some voices in the background because I've got well-known gospel choir Joyous Celebration in studio. Less members than I expected actually this morning. Only five of you guys. I'm so disappointed. I thought we were going to just pack the studio and just raise the roof. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you so much.
It's an absolute pleasure. And I suppose you guys have nominated two members, Obud Andile Tabete and Lady Pamela Jijane. You'll be doing the talking on everyone's behalf. But you guys are currently preparing for your live DVD and CD recording of The Rock Joy Celebration 24. And that's taking place on the 13th and 14th of this month and at the Sun City Super Bowl. So I'm going to start with you, Obud Andile, to just talk us through this very, very important and significant milestone. Joy of Jazz is in its 23rd year providing amazing or creating amazing gospel music that has been the hallmark and a centerpiece of so many people's spiritual journeys, just life transformations, life journeys. So you've been with us for a very, very long time. And you're so meaningful to so many people. Tell us about this recording of 24.
Okay, thank you so much. Firstly, let me greet the listeners and the family of 702. My name is Andile Tabete. I'm from MTN Joy Celebration. Firstly, let me just say it's a great milestone that we are recording Jazz 24.
Yes.
We know what music in South Africa is going down, but the family of MTN Jazz Celebration, they've been supporting us from Jazz 1 up until Jazz 24. So it's a great thing that we are doing on the 13 and the 14. Apparently 14 is sold out and we are left with only the 13. So if you don't have your ticket right now, I'm telling you, just rush to come to Ticket and ShopRite and grab your ticket because it's going to be lit.
The hallmark of being sustainable and remaining relevant is not just creating and giving us amazing concerts and musical experiences, right? But also being a great salesman. Make this business wash its face. So we really, really appreciate that. But let's talk about, and maybe Pamela, you can expand on this. I mean, the fact that, of course, Joy Celebration was started and, essentially was a vehicle by Obud Lindelani Mkhize, Jabu Hlongwane and Tunzi number 2. Showcase the musical talent, the musical gospel talent in this country. And you guys are part of and form part of a really proud heritage in terms of South African music. What does it mean to you to be part of Joy Celebration?
Oh, wow. Thank you. I'd like to greet you. Thank you for having us, Refilwe. And I'd like to greet the listeners at home as well. Mm-hmm. Being a part of the MTN Joy Celebration has been a very good experience for me personally, and I know most of us really appreciate the platform and the exposure. And so, you know, as we all grow up, you dream of becoming a good musician, a well-known person. Mm-hmm. And when you get to be with Joyous Celebration, you're like, yes, a dream has come true. You know? So it's always like a dream come true. And the experience is always wonderful. It's an academy. It's a foundation for most of us.
Yes.
So we learn music. We learn to, you know, we are here now. Mm-hmm. We build brands. We develop. We meet people. So we travel. Yeah.
Yes.
And so, so it's a very good experience. I am always grateful. And I know everyone would say it's amazing every day. Yeah. And also just preparing for the recording. It's like, the bar is high. The standard has been lifted.
Yeah. Let's talk about that preparation process for the CD and the DVD, right? Yeah.
Right.
What can people expect to see on the 13th and the 14th? Because, of course, you've just touched on that, Pamela, mm-hmm. that this is an academy. And this gets to be the place where gospel as a genre in South Africa is highly, highly popular, right? You guys have you've got a million and a half followers
on
social media. We are growing.
You're growing. And you've got, you know, you've got your various and very your CDs and your music output has been very, very well received over the years, and you've broken numerous records. You had, in fact, the first gospel number one song on iTunes with Joyous 18, right? Mm. So you guys are touching checking all the right boxes, and have been for a while. But let's talk about that grooming and growing of stage presence, right? Mm-hmm. And performance, because mm-hmm. you've been dreaming about being part of this academy for such a long time.
Absolutely.
And then you get taught what, and then you get comfortable with what once you finally get on the stage mm-hmm. and you sit in a venue and have thousands of people looking at you. Very, very big difference from singing into your hairbrush, right?
True.
In the mirror at home. Yeah.
Firstly, let me just say, let me just jump into what you're saying. Joyous Celebration, MCN Joyous Celebration is like a university where you get trained how to present yourself on stage, how to present yourself as a gospel artist, how to render your music, how to build your brand. You know, actually, it's a university. After that's why you see the likes of other artists that are outside from coming from Joyous Celebration. They are doing well outside because of they are coming from this university that is the MTN Joyous Celebration. So when you are part of this MTN Joyous Celebration, you are not only there to sing music, but you are also being trained for other stuff, like how to run yourself as a business person. Mm. Because truly speaking, at the end of the day, we do business with the music. Yes, definitely.
Yeah, and we need a thriving and competent in music and entertainment industry, right?
Yeah.
If we're going to expect our creatives to make a good living,
absolutely.
And if we're going to expect our creatives to essentially, you know, build a working and functioning sector as well.
Yeah.
So that's always appreciated.
Yeah.
I want to start off then by asking you about the first song that you're going to be singing, and why you chose the song and its relevance to you. Let's go with you, Pamela.
Right, so the first song we'll be doing is a choir song. Mm-hmm. We did it on 22. So it's called Ulifika la Dichaba.
Mm-hmm.
So more than just relating to the song, it lifts our spirits.
Mm-hmm.
In 22, it was like our anthem. So wherever we go, Ulifika, even the dance moves are so good.
Uh-huh.
However, it connects us. It heals us. It's the song that we thought would be the best icebreaker.
Yes.
And then there's so many songs coming after that.
All right, fantastic.
Yeah.
So you guys are going to be singing and performing a cappella.
Yeah.
So whenever you're ready, go for it.
Right.
Yeah, you can take off your headphones. That's perfectly all right.
Ulifika la dichaba, moya medi waruna.
Ulifika la dichaba, Jesu fela. Ulifika la dichaba, moya medi waruna. Ulifika la dichaba, Jesu fela. Amu yemeri wali chaba, amu yemeri waruna, amu yemeri wali chaba, Jesu fela. Amu yemeri wali chaba, amu yemeri waruna, amu yemeri wali chaba, Jesu fela. Ulifika la dichaba, muyemeri waruna. Ulifika la dichaba, Jesu fela.
Woo! And my spirits are lifted.
Yeah,
that was absolutely beautiful. By the way, do we whoop whoop a cat call at a gospel concert?
Why not?
Joyous, you can do anything.
So, you know, guys, tell me about what happens backstage when you guys are getting ready for a performance, when you are prepping. At this point, is there a healthy sense of competition about, you know, who's outperforming who at this, you know, and who can do the vocal gymnastics better than the next person? I mean, I imagine in such a talented cohort, you know, what are the conversations actually that you guys are having amongst each other?
Right. That's a funny question.
Yeah.
It is a funny one.
We don't really get to sit and talk about who did the rounds better than the other one, but we do appreciate each other's performance on a performance base.
Absolutely.
You know, every time we come back, we root for each other, and we all just believe in the fact that, and we are being told every day that we are all as good, and we all are there for a reason. We have our unique renditions each day. So as much as we root for each other, we compliment each other's performance every day, competition is only natural. I mean, you know, you would want to do better. So to also just better yourself, you know, we learn from each other's, from one person's performance that, okay, we and Zele run, I must try this other way, you know, because also you just want to keep to your unique self, you know. So there's much growth in that. And also there's knowing one's stand and oneself and one's sound.
I mean, I find the best sort of working environments, if you want to call, you know, want to call it that, I'm not sure if you view this as work or a calling, you know, it might be so much more than that. But of course, work takes up such a huge part of our lives as well. The best working environments are those places where you can give each other feedback and talk to each other honestly. And that's where you grow the most. What's your preferred mode of feedback and getting and receiving it and getting it and improving in the process? Because yes, you've got these songs, but you know, you might have your own preferred arrangements or dance moves, etc., etc. How do you unpack, or you know, how the performance is going to look like, and you know, how the songs are going to be arranged?
You know, I think we're so privileged to have a guy, Nomangiti, a father like Babu Mkize, and also a brother like Mwabi Ngumalo, who knows music. You know, you know, Kabazela can take something ongayinakanga and change it and make it like a well-known thing in South Africa, you know. I think that's a gift to Kababu Mkize, and that's a gift of Uputu Ngobi, you know. Ngobi is our music director, you know. So I think they've got that thing, it's their own thing, you know, to change things, you know, to change a song that you know, but we change it.
And make it new,
you know. Sure. So we are so privileged to have those people that make the MTN Joy celebration to be like Konan Amtlaj.
Yeah. Let's talk about your achievements at this year's Summers. Break it down for us, Pamela. Wow, guys. Can you just let the other kids breathe?
No.
It never ends.
So you guys, so Joy Celebration walked away with 4 awards. That was the best-selling digital artist or group of this year, of the year, best-selling album of the year. Let's see what else you have lined up.
We've got so many.
Best-selling DVD as well of the year. And best-selling digital download, the Composer's Award.
For sure.
Guys, what does this mean to you, and what kind of motivation does it provide?
For me individually, it means I'm at the right place. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm doing the right thing. You know, I'm with the right people. Mm-hmm. And for the whole Joyous Celebration, the whole brand, the whole company, and the MTN as well, it really humbles us. You know, it humbles us to show that people are there for us. We are always relevant. We are getting awards. We also got crowns. So people are watching our music. They're streaming our music. They're buying it. It's a humbling experience. And also just to show that, you know, you're doing the right thing. You're still relevant. You're still out there. So just more than anything, we want to thank everyone. I am as humble, you know, like if it was for me, I'll cry right now. We just want to thank everyone for the continued support. The shows were sold out throughout the year.
Lovely.
Even the 14th is sold out. The 13th, we are almost there. So it shows how people are there for us, continuing to pray and to buy the music and to vote. You know, we are there.
And downloading.
You know,
and streaming.
And streaming.
And buying DVDs.
Exactly.
Let's talk about the next song that you've chosen, also a cappella. What's the next song that you're going to be performing and its significance for you guys? Why have you chosen it?
Right. So this is the most streamed song that we got a crown for. It's called Yesu Wena Ungumhlobo. And it's done by our colleague, our colleague, Osiwe Mnquma. So we're just doing it on her behalf, just to also just show our gratitude to the people. So
all right,
the song got a crown.
Let's hit it.
Got a crown. Yeah. Thank you.
Cool. Wow, sure.
Yesu wena ungumhlobo umhlobo mphefumlo ndiza kuwe undincede uncedele entliziyo Yesu wena
Yesu wena ungumhlobo umhlobo womphefumlo
ndiza kuwe
ndiza kuwe undincede uncede nentliziyo
ndiza kuwe
ndiza kuwe undincede uncede nentliziyo
That's absolutely beautiful. You know what I love about just our just rich heritage of gospel and choral music. When you're feeling yourselves and your voices and you're pulling that face and you're dancing and moving to your own singing, it's just such a beautiful sight. Let's talk about that, who your role models are in the industry, and maybe as individuals or even as a group, the people that you hold up to a, you know, a high standard and say, this is the person that we look to in choral music. This is the person that we look to in gospel, and who vocally we want to sort of, you know, sit on the same pedestal as them, as it were.
As an individual, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm about to do, Andy, as an individual.
As for me, I think it's there's so many people, you know. Yeah, I appreciate everyone, you know.
Okay, just give me two.
Okay, I'm going to give you two.
Not the PC answer.
Number one is the late Babu Vuyomgwena. The second one is Amadoda Nasewelizile.
Of course.
You know, when you play Amadoda Nasewelizile, everyone can stand up because you relate to yourself, you relate to your situation that you're going through, and you understand the language. Yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah. And the rhythm and the voice.
Definitely.
And the timbre, and, you know, it's just, you know? Yeah, it takes you home. It takes you home. It takes you to church. It takes you to your childhood. It does so many things to you. And you, Pamela?
Oh, my gosh. I also have so many.
Mm.
But I would say, if not the joyous celebration, it's Umama Ntokozo Mbambo. And also then there would be Utasha Cobbs. So apart from, I mean, to mention but a few, it's quite a lot.
Yeah.
I listen to different music to get different inspirations and also different sounds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely stuff. Mm. Guys, we're going to wrap, but we want to hear that final song.
All right.
Andile, tell us about it.
The next song is called Ngazula Zula. That's what Zabi Kofana no Jesu. I wrote this song, you know. I've been going through some things, you know, but I had to come back in myself and look around, who's like Jesus? After everything has happened, you know, for South African music gospel, we are sikubezelwe ifele mnyama, you know, by the passing of Pastor Nazim.
Absolutely.
You know, by this week, you know, he left us with a beautiful message, Jehovah Ritsepile Wena, you know, and it shows that in any situation, there's no one like God, you know.
Yeah.
There's no one like God. And Brother Nizimi started with the family fair tree with Obabu Mtunzi Namba, Jamhlungwane, you know, and he joined the joy celebration, you know. So like we are so really not only us as a MTN joy celebration, but I think the Nizimi Africa Young Ghana, they're so hurt because of whatever happened. So but we're saying there's no one like Jesus.
Amen.
You know.
All right, let's hear it, guys.
Ah, Nkosi yam. Show. 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 Mina na sula sula na hamba hamba kaso sabiko ofana no Jesu. Mina na sula sula na hamba hamba kaso sabiko ofana no Jesu. Ngasula mina
ngazula zula
na hamba
hamba hamba kaso sabiko ofana no Jesu.
Ngasula mina we
ngazula zula
na hamba
hamba hamba kaso sabiko ofana no Jesu.
Ngifuna lo Jesu
ngazula zula
na hamba
hamba hamba kaso sabiko ofana no Jesu.
Ngifuna lo Jesu
ngazula zula
na hamba
hamba hamba kaso sabiko ofana no Jesu.
Kaso sabi
Absolutely beautiful. I hear some resemblances or somebody channeling or Babuye Bokwena there. That inspiration. A joyous celebration. Thank you so much. Award-winning group, you guys have been with us for 24 years now, taking us through so many important milestones in our lives, multi-award winning. Thank you for making time for us this morning.
Yeah, thank you so much.
And I'm quite certain that your recording on the 13th and the 14th of the DVD and the CD
People must just go and buy, grab that ticket, go shop right in as a comedy ticket, you know, and come, let us fill up the Sun City.
Super Bowl.
You know, because actually the 13th Ganza way to, like, is, we are left with that one. If you didn't get your ticket, like, on for the 13th, sorry, with DVD, but make sure that you go and buy and the ticket. And also, we want to say thank you so much to the family of MTN Joy Celebration for supporting us. You know, we've been doing shows, and since I'm sold out, you know, they buy our music. Like, we don't have words to say thank you to them.
Well, we're thanking you right now for your time, Joy Celebration. All the best, and look forward to seeing you again soon in these studios. Thank you so much, guys.
Thank you
so much, Rafael.
Thank you. Bye.